6. St. Peter's Church. Very close to the city hall is St. Peter's Church, which is the oldest parish in Hamburg. It is very special both for its history and for the pieces of art it houses. There was already a church dedicated to St. Peter in this location since the 11th century. Around 1310, the cathedral was rebuilt in the Gothic style and was completed around 1418. The oldest and best-known works of art in St. Peter's Church are the bronze lion-headed doorknobs of the Western Gate, which date back to 1342 when the tower was built. In 1516, a second tower was even built above the Hamburg Cathedral. Its deterioration caused it to be demolished between 1804 and 1807, after having been used by Napoleon's soldiers as a powder magazine and stable. The building was then a victim of the great fire that swept Hamburg in 1842. Most of the works of art were saved, such as the aforementioned lion-headed door handles. The doors of St. Peter's Gate were severely damaged by fire, but were rescued and ended up being integrated into the Hamburg History Museum. Only 7 years after the Great Fire, in 1849, the Gothic church was rebuilt by the architects Alexis de Chateauneuf and Hermann Felsenfest in its previous location. The reconstruction was done with some of the bricks from the previous structure, hence some are darker than others. In 1878, the spire was completed with a 132-meter-high copper roof on the cathedral tower, designed by Johann Mack. It survived World War II with relatively little damage. With the audio guide in hand, visit the Christmas 1813 painting, which you will find on a column in the southern part of the church. It depicts the citizens of Hamburg who were locked inside the church by Napoleon's troops after refusing to provide food to the soldiers. St. Peter's Bell Tower constitutes one of the highest viewpoints of the city. If you manage to overcome the 544 steps, you will enjoy a spectacular view of the Rathausmarkt, the City Hall Market, and Lake Alster.